Now, of course, is our Dr. Leah segment with her tip. Dr. Leah has joined us now for over a year and a half with fabulous tips on health. And today she has another great tip as always. So welcome, Dr. Leah.
Good morning, ladies.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
Wonderful.
What is our tip today?
This one is actually for the men in our lives.
The men in our lives. Yes,
the
we
men.
Have them. Yes.
And they're the form of our husbands, boyfriends,
partners,
fathers, uncles, partners,
sure.
brothers, everybody. And one of the things men don't do as much as women is go to the doctor.
True.
And yes, there are some that go and they're good about it, but there's the majority of them wait until something is so bad, their arm's half hanging off. Oh, I should go to the doctor. And it's just, I mean, that's a little exaggerating, but it's just classic.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that men over 60 can have a great chance of developing is prostate cancer.
Mm.
1 in 3 men will develop it.
One in three?
It's a large percentage. Although most of them do tend to outlive the effects of the cancer, meaning they will live longer than the cancer will take over them.
Oh, right.
But still, I mean, there's a lot of things to do to prevent it. Even just going and getting your PSA checked,
which,
or getting vitamin D checked, because vitamin D prevents against.
Really?
I didn't know vitamin D prevented against prostate cancer.
Oh, I think it prevents everything. Vitamin D is like the new magic drug.
It's the miracle bit of vitamin.
You know,
but I didn't realize that, Dr. Leah.
Yes, yeah. And, well, because the vitamin D has a preventative, or actually a stimulating effect, I guess, on the immune system. And when you do that in the way that it does it, it has a lot of anti-cancer effects.
I see.
So they need to get on vitamin D. And, of course, before they get on vitamin D, they need to come to you because you don't know how much vitamin D you need till you test to see what your levels are of your vitamin D, correct?
Right. And it's good. I've rarely seen anybody go over the level.
But no, it's,
yes, true. Again,
not
one of those
here.
Things that we need to check. And in our men, PSA is a marker for prostate problems.
Right.
But there's other things that can be checked as well. Now, I'm saying other things. There was a urologist yesterday that I spoke with, a naturopathic urologist, who I'm referring a patient to.
Right.
And he goes, oh, yeah, there's this test and there's that test and there's other things that will give more of a specific definitive answer if someone really does have prostate cancer, especially if their PSA is high. Men can have a high PSA that does not mean they have cancer.
What's PSA?
It's prostate-specific antigen.
Oh, okay.
And it's an antigen that does come from the prostate when it's infected, enlarged, has cancer, has other things going on. And some of them
is that a blood test?
Yes.
It's a blood test.
Mm-hmm. And it's really important for men because that you know, they have said the brother-sister, if a woman has breast cancer, the brother to breast cancer is the prostate cancer. So that's how I've heard
that's
it.
That's how high it is. Well, breast cancer is high.
Although
like
breast
that
cancer isn't as prominent as prostate cancer.
That's so interesting. And I always heard that if usually any man over 80 will in fact be infected with high PSAs or cancer of the prostate. So
it's not uncommon.
No.
And it might just be their PSA might just be high because they have something called BPH, or benign prostatic hypertrophy, and that's just where the prostate enlarges. They have a hard time getting started when they go to the bathroom. They get up a lot at night and pee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's certain symptoms that can go along with that.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of men wait until it's so late, and then they don't want to do it. You know, they don't want to have anything done.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, by that time, it's spread.
Right.
And so it's best to just go get it checked. If they do have a high PSA, there's other tests that can be done. Like I said, there's this naturopathic urologist in Seattle, Eric Yarnell, a great guy, went to school with him, who that's all he does is urology for men. I mean, it's men's health. And
well,
so I've sent some men over there that
are concerned. Good. That's so good, Dr. Leah, because, again, it's a simple test. It's a blood test. And if your PSA is high, it is not a death sentence. There are plenty of things you can do. So,
thank you, Dr. Leah.
Great, another great tip, Dr. Leah.
Okay, give out your information.
I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366, and my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com. And, of course, everything's on chatwithwomen.com.
Thank you very much, Dr. Leah.
Thank you.